I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence.
This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities: that you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are, you have to see that as fundamentally un-American and a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again, and my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent. I am not afraid. And I believe in an independent federal judiciary.
Well, what I will say is that everybody knows that James Comey lied to Congress.
On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, "Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?" You responded under oath, quote, "Never." He then asked you, quote, "Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration?" You responded again under oath, "No." Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
It's as clear as day. And this judge took an unprecedented action to throw these cases out to shield James Comey and Letitia James from accountability based on a technical ruling. And the administration disagrees with that technical ruling. We believe the attorney in this case, Lindsay Halligan, is not only extremely qualified for this position, but she was, in fact, legally appointed. And I know the Department of Justice will be appealing this in very short order. So maybe James Comey should pump the brakes on his victory lap.
Well, the Drudge Report, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, has the headline, "Bondi blows it. Comey and James cases dismissed by another one of these globalist judges," the same ones that have said everything Trump's been doing is illegal, like arresting illegal aliens, and of course higher courts then override it. But it's a lot harder when a criminal case gets dismissed by a judge.
Did the FBI do these investigations by the book?
No.
No question.
No question.
These FBI records about the burn bags came to light during the criminal prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey. These burn bags contained records from Mar-a-Lago, January 6th, and the FBI Russia probe.
Someone has access to those different cases, a very limited source.
So a limited source or a very senior person.
Right.
Is the fact that there was an investigator-level briefing for journalists at the New York Times?
That is highly, if it's not illegal, I don't know what it is.
Lindsay showed the receipts that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino found, including in the burn bags inside of a skiff inside the FBI. They were trying to destroy this evidence, and Cash and Dan found it, turned it over to Lindsay, and Lindsay filed her response to Comey's motion to dismiss for malicious prosecution.
The CIA warns the FBI, and then at the same time, they're applying to the National Security Court using information, which is opposition research.
Right. You can ruin somebody's life by just open investigation on them.
The globalists have most of the courts. They have the big corporations. They have a lot of the brainwashed young people. They have the universities. They don't have the mind of the average person anymore. But to them, they all feel insulated. They can just, as a mob, move against us in different ways, and that they're going to be victorious in the end. I can assure you that it's not going to go the way you think. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right. Well, in the last year where I talked about how they staged the Podesta plan to try to have a military uprising and stage false flags with criminal elements of the CIA run by Brennan, people are like, why does he talk about this almost every day? Well, here you are. I know about their stay-behind networks. I know about their funding. Mike Benz has now found even more documents proving it all. Obama's behind the scenes, literally with Brennan directing all this. We now know the video was produced and the script put out by Brennan's people. And yeah, their statement alone is legal. Don't follow illegal orders. Well, that's in the law. But they imply he's doing it to sow dissension ahead of an event, a false flag. Now you have elements of the CIA that are working for Trump that are good all over the place. Former CIA section chiefs coming on next week. All these people, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Steve Miller, all of them explaining, no, we have the intel. They're planning this. Well, it's already come out, Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the lawfare. And oh, we want to overturn the election. We want to falsely imply he's a Russian. That's criminal. So it's not the statement that's illegal. It's the why the statement was put out and the plan of why it was done. That's the proof of treason. And I've been saying that since last week, and now the White House is saying it because it's true. And General Flynn is saying Trump must address the nation, mobilize the people in awareness of what's happening, that they want to override their vote. And they want to be mobilized. They want to be reached out to. They know we're under attack. Trump just wants confidence in the stock market. And everything's okay because he wants to fix the economy, which is key because they stall that, the globalists win. But it's not going to stall the economy if he comes out and addresses the real problem. I predict it will supercharge things with incredible confidence. You have to address the coup plan that's already come out in Congress. You have to address Obama with billions of dollars put into the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act to put sleeper cells, stay-behind networks in the government to try to overthrow his administration. It's all come out. We reported it first. So I got a popular talk show host on with us, and we're going to go to Viva Fry here in just a moment. And he's also a lawyer, so smart guy, about Comey and Letitia James and, you know, that and what happened there and just where he sees things going and how Trump can course correct. But the fact that I know the White House is watching and listening every day, you see it in live time. I don't get into private discussions, but you see it. I say it 3 days ago now. It's word for word, you know, Fox today. That's exciting because now they realize that the American people want real action, and they understand they're going to lose the midterms, and the Democrats' plan is to put us all in prison after that. So here's Stephen Miller last night. This is so important, folks. Here it is.
They should be held accountable under the law and under the Uniform Code of Military Justice for a seditious conspiracy against the United States of America. This is completely open and shut, straightforward. What is the motivation? Why would six members of Congress, selecting specifically for individuals with a CIA or military background, record a carefully written, carefully produced, slickly edited video messaging directly to members of our clandestine services and our armed forces, telling them to disobey orders from their superiors, telling them that they should individually determine whether an order is legal or illegal and defy it. Individuals who are exercising life and death power. The CIA engages in covert missions all over the world involving life and death decisions. The armed forces launches life-taking missions time and time again. They carry weapons. They control drones. They control missiles. They work on nuclear submarines. For what purpose would you ever deliver this message? As you said, it's to create a color revolution. It is the CIA playbook for trying to foment insurrection from within the military and within the CIA. Look, we saw after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, Jesse, members of the armed forces openly celebrating his murder. So think about that for a second. You have people in the armed forces, and it can be a tiny, tiny percentage, but who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and then now they're getting a message from Kelly and from other members of Congress saying, defy your commanders. Rise up and defy your superiors. That kind of language will get people killed. It endangers our national security. It is dangerously radicalizing, and it has all of the evidence of willfulness and intent. And when they go on TV and they say, well, we can't name what order is illegal, that proves the point. It was never about the law. It was breaking down the chain of command. The Democrat Party is openly engaged every day in trying to tear down democracy, whether it be judges who are binding the president with unlawful orders, releasing violent criminals back onto the street, trying to cement and protect the illegal alien invasion of America, and now fomenting rebellion inside the ranks of our armed forces and CIA.
Yeah.
Now, let's be clear. I'm going to go to our guest. I'm a recognized expert on the police state. When the Democrats were trying to train the military for gun confiscation and martial law, and I got leaked by the law enforcement military, I wrote books, I made films, I exposed it. People go, well, wait, well, now you want troops on the street, now you're for police state. No, that's lawful duty when these cities stand down and there's this murder and death and killing. Trump doesn't want that for business. He's not trying to have a military takeover. He won the popular vote in the electoral. The Democrats, with their rolling coups, with all their operations, with their election fraud, they are openly in the Podesta plan saying they're going to foment revolution. When Trump responds, they're going to call him a traitor, and they believe the military will rise up in the Podesta plan, in the movies they produce, like Civil War. And so we're here. So they put us in the land of martial law, and they believe they'll win that fight. They put us into the Civil War in Western state, blue state secession. So we're not in Kansas anymore. It's like Dorothy gets picked up by the tornado and gets dropped down in, you know, Munchkin Land, okay, in the Lollipop Guild. So we got picked up by a tornado. We're here now. This is not like, okay, they did this. When they had control, they wanted to use the military to take over and do a classic communist operation. Now that they don't, they want to do this. And the fact is, high-level CIA that isn't controlled by them came out and said, here's the manuals, here's the reports. They put it out all on Fox, Newsmax, everywhere, which we've already shown you. The fact they're doing that, those guys would never do that because it's all classified, most of it. They would never release it unless somebody in the administration, and I'm trying to find, I think it's Trump, said, okay, now I understand it's a rolling coup, release it. This is so dangerous, the deep state. And a lot of people say, oh, well, Trump will lose the midterms, so they don't need to do this. No, they've cut off their money. All these investigations are coming out about money laundering, as General Flynn said. They have to make their move. Now, as I said, you go find out, and I already knew from sources, and this lady literally works for Brennan, the CIA lady in Congress now. It's Brennan. It's always been him quarterbacking. We know. So what was the intent? Who wrote the script? As I've been saying since last week, now they're on TV, and we'll go to our guest. Breaking, conservatives are calling for all communications to be subpoenaed after Senator Ruben Gallo reveals a seditious script, quote, went out on the infamous video calling for troops to rebel against President Trump. Yeah, who's writing the script? We already know, the same folks that ran all the rest of it. So let's go to that clip. Here it is.
Did you consider why were you not part of this video?
Yeah, actually, so I was part of the first video. The second video is by the time the script got to me and it was in the middle of a lot was going on, I just didn't have time to actually record it. But I'm 100% in alignment with them altogether. This stuff happens. You know, it just happened not to end up being a recording. There's really no other no 3D chess to this.
The logistics of human life.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. So What message would you send?
It's simple. The last piece before they stage a false flag is to do this. And what did Waters say, the CIA elements that work for Trump, said they're getting ready to stage a big event to blame Trump, a false flag. So these are manuals. These are programs. For people who don't study it, I get it. Like if somebody doesn't like hockey, you don't know how that works. Or somebody doesn't know how to do plumbing, you know how that works. Or if somebody doesn't know how to play golf, it's kind of alien to you. This is what I do, okay? And this is all 100% the signature of this and what they're planning. It's the same thing they've been planning. And so I want to go to Viva Fry right now, vivabarneslaw.locals.com, the Viva Fry on X. Everybody knows who he is. He's not hard to find. Be sure and follow him. Thanks for sitting there for 10 minutes while I did that intro. I wanted to get you on about Comey and the rest of them. We'll get to that. But wow, it is exciting, though, to see the real battle space of what's been running these coups and what's been doing the psyops out of the open. If Trump continues down this road and has a national address and spotlights this and mobilizes the American people to save the republic, just in general, and lets them know who the good guys and bad guys are, they want it cut and dry. He will totally turn around the problems he's been having with their operations, undermining him, and it will demoralize the globalists who actually hear him point them out and what they're doing, and world leaders will see that and believe that America's going to succeed. And you talk about our stock going up. I mean, this is not a great move. This is the move. Viva Fry, what do you think?
It's the only move, but you know, it's a good thing you start with James Comey. This is all intertwined. I mean, when James Comey goes on Instagram and says 86-47, what does anybody think he means by that? He is mobilizing his, quiet players within the institution. When these guys come out and say, defy illegal orders, nobody needs to be told to follow the law. That's, 101. Nobody needs to be told to follow the law. You don't make PSAs to follow the law. What they are actually doing, and I'm not, one to, who's prone to hearing dog whistles, this is a call to action. When they say defy illegal orders, first of all, everybody knows the law. They don't need to be reminded of it. When they tell you to defy an illegal order, how are they qualifying an illegal order? They are relying on the judgment of the individual to think about it themselves, say, do I want to abide by this? Or is this, in my view, an illegal order that I am morally entitled to? I've got the political permission.
When the CIA goes in to overthrow a country, this is exactly what they do to their military first.
This is not a dog whistle. This is a clandestine, discreet call to action. Decide for yourself what is an unlawful order, then defy it. You're morally justified. When you get the Slotkin from the CIA coming in, I mean, when you have Chuck Schumer way back in the day, the intelligence community has six ways from Sunday of getting back at you, one of which is mobilizing their players internally by giving them the political permission slip to basically be seditious, be seditious.
Notice Comey said, those of you that killed the case against me will be rewarded.
They'll be rewarded. And it was my wife that said 86-47. I just took the picture of it. I didn't know what it meant, even though I watched The Sopranos, and it's a phrase that features prominently on The Sopranos. You remember when Jamie Raskin came out, or I should call him what his name is, Jamie Ratskin, because he's a human cloaked in the skin of a rat, comes out and basically preemptively says, look, after Trump wins the election, it's going to be civil war conditions when we refuse to acknowledge it because it's going to be unlawful and we're going to have to declare it unlawful. I mean, if that hadn't gotten put on sufficient blast, maybe there might have been some action on those words. But what they are doing is setting the spiritual, political permission slip field for their actors, their rogue actors, to go rogue and think that they're morally justified to do it. It's overt sedition.
Well, it's like when the Godfather says, this guy's a problem, he needs to go away. And then Capo goes and kills him.
Yeah, it's like, won't someone rid me of this meddlesome priest? I didn't say anything. I didn't tell anybody what to do, but they knew damn well what to do. When they come out and say this.
You're talking about A Man for All Seasons, a real story out of England, right?
That is the reference. I don't know the historical time. I know that it's, the express. I thought it was Shakespeare, but.
No, it is. It's A Man for All. It's a true story. But maybe keep going. Sorry.
No. So, I mean, that is what they're doing. And it's sort of like what AOC did. It's like, oh, well, I'm just advising illegals on their rights. No, you're not. You're basically telling people how to break the law under the cloak of following the law. When they come out with this coordinated message in tandem, to basically tell people how to defy the commander in chief. That is sedition. It's not treason because the word gets thrown around. You know, treason is aiding and abetting an enemy. But this is undermining the authority of the government in an active way. And saying, oh, well, I said do it. You know, only unlawful orders. Thanks. Nobody needed you to remind
them. You're totally right. People see through it. Even mainstream media goes, okay, what's the unlawful order? It's not there. It's all an implication. It's all done with authority. You've got a responsibility now. All the other surrogates have been saying he's giving illegal orders. The courts have said it. It's all been overturned because Trump's been doing his duty. But what about the precedent of having all these Navy SEAL commanders that ran black ops and regime change, CIA section chiefs, Waters saying he met with the CIA, telling him, no, there's a CIA coup. They're about to do a big event against Trump to bring us into civil war. I know that. That's the logical last move. It's in the Podesta plan. That's got to scare the globalists that now whatever's happened in the government, the decision's been made. That's a very good sign that finally they're addressing this head on.
Well, they do have to. I mean, obviously, they need to. It's an existential, and I'm not using this term hyperbolically, it's an existential threat that needs to be addressed head on. And, you know, when Trump comes out and says the punishment for sedition, well, what is the punishment for sedition? And then they say, well, that's a call to violence against us. This is how you know that what they were doing was seditious, even in their own minds, because they feel targeted by Trump just reciting the law. Heck, if we're all just reciting the law, all right, you don't need to abide by illegal orders. And all right, the punishment for sedition is what the punishment for sedition is. I'm just quoting the law. Trump sees it. The problem is, false flags are one thing, or trying to, I don't like putting this juju out in the universe, but or trying to finish up what they have not yet succeeded in doing. And the escalation that started, undermine Trump's first presidency, impeach him once, impeach him twice, try to bankrupt him, try to jail him, and then try to kill him, and all that fails, and you
and
get
we have
Trump
the emails where Brennan and all of them are talking to Obama saying, oh yeah, he won, we'll discredit him, admitting it's a lie. They should all be in jail for that. That's the problem. It's people have to pick a side here, folks, because I don't like where this is going. It's what we have to do, though. Or we're screwed. And I think probably we'll stand down. They'll destroy the country. It's all over, and we'll put us all in prison and kill us. That's probably what we'll do. We've had learned helplessness. We've had freedom too long. You know, we'll have an uprising after that and defeat it. You know, 20 years from now, we're all dead probably. But in the real world, George Washington or Abraham Lincoln would be arresting these people. He'd order the military to do it because they put us into this field house. We know that's the problem. And Americans have had freedom so long, we're going to let these little CIA. Oh, sorry, I'm ranting.
No, Alex, first of all, you rant away because you're righteous in your rant. I mean, it's the old expression, rice paddy to rice paddy in three generations. It's the grandfather works, the father spends, and the grandchild begs. This is what happens when you wake up in freedom and think that it's always going to be there. The government is your friend. And the problem is, and people, you know, complain or I don't say attack me, but criticize me, think, you know, I'm being opportunistic in criticizing this FBI for dragging their feet a little bit. You know, Kash Patel coming in and instead of cleaning house, he entered as the new father of the house, the very corrupt house that literally falsified evidence and submitted it to a secret FISA court in 2016 to spy on Carter Page. He walked into that house and instead of having instead of firing everybody, however you can do it, instead of cleaning house and purging it of the TDS elements within it, who, you know, if it's 10%, you're dealing with 3,500 people. If it's two-thirds, which I think is probably closer to, you're dealing with 20,000 people in the intelligence community in that house.
Well, I'll give you the number. I'd say half are outright globalist, communist, New World Order, America haters. And then 40% are just cowards or lazy. We got 10% that are good.
Yeah, so half of 33,000, if that's what the FBI force is at, needs to be purged. And instead, you get Kash Patel in there thinking he's going to make friends with the FBI that he has to now purge of this element. He hasn't been doing it. We haven't had answers on the most critical crises that have faced...
Yeah, I don't think Kash is a bad guy. He's just not willing to go to war.
Well, I, first of all, I don't think he's a bad guy, period. He's just not doing himself any favors or the administration any favors. And
they're going to hang him out to dry after he sits there and plays patty cake with all these people.
They will impeach him. They will impeach Trump. They will impeach Bondi. They will impeach everyone under the sun when they get back into the reins of power, unless they are purged of their... And I'm not talking about a political retribution. Political justice. Purge the elements that have been seditious from 2016. People don't seem to appreciate this. Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer, falsified evidence so they could spy on Carter Page to one step to Donald Trump. They didn't wiretap his Trump towers, but they were spying on him. Then they undermined his presidency with a Russia collusion hoax that we now know was a bald-faced lie perpetrated by the intelligence community. They tried to impeach him once, twice. They staged the January 6th Fed insurrection, for which we still have no answers, despite the new administration in the House that is corrupt that set that up in the first place. And instead of purging it, we have Kash Patel ostensibly trying to make friends with them and sing their praises and, you know, give them a nicer office, when that is not how this battle is going
to
be.
They take kindness for weakness, and I haven't gotten to this yet, but now those pro-libers that got the conviction had to get pardoned, they literally knew it in the court, but now they've given it to computer experts. They literally did bad AI renditions of them beating people up to put them in prison. That is a reckless, insane government that will do stuff like that.
It is one that needs to be purged. And Cash is not going to get in their good graces by playing nice. He's not going to get in their good graces by somehow pretending that this politicized element of the FBI is not politicized. And House needs to be cleaned and people need to be prosecuted for what they did. And when Comey finally came down, you know, with that two piddly count indictment, and everyone's like, okay, finally it's starting to move. And now you can all stop complaining about all the other stuff. You got your indictment. Well, I'll pat myself on the back, predicted at the time it was going to be nullified either by jury nullification or judicial activism. And now we've got the judicial activism. It was, I say too little, not too late, because we're not yet too late, but it's too little. And it's not enough people, not enough charges for what Comey did. And now he's going to do his victory lap. I'm surprised he didn't thank Taylor Swift.
Oh, video, I'm sure you saw it. The gaslighting. America doesn't put up with weaponization of the DOJ and the judiciary. He literally went on TV and bragged, I illegally went after Flynn and Trump because I thought it was the right thing to do. He literally admits he politically targeted, and then he's like, no one puts up with political targeting. Well, we're not politically targeting. You're a damn tyrant. You're a Frankenstein roving the countryside. We got to deal with, bro. We're worried about you. We're not coming after you because of some vengeance hard on. I wish you'd find God and go away. No, you people want to put me in prison and my family. Damn it, you attack me and then I fight.
Alex, it's Darvo. It's sociopathy by definition. Deny, attack, reverse victim and offender. They tell you what they are doing by their accusations of others. The judge that just dismissed the charges told you what they were doing in the dismissal of that charge. Oh, well, Halligan wasn't properly appointed. Horse crap, first of all. But now they're telling you that they didn't properly appoint Jack Smith because that was the argument raised against Jack Smith, because as a special prosecutor, he was not properly appointed. They tell you what they're doing in their accusations and condemnations of others. James Comey is an overt, malicious criminal who weaponized his FBI against Donald Trump. And he comes out and says, we don't put up with weaponizing the government. They literally told everyone what they were doing when they did it. They're telling them now.
Yeah, they only charged Trump, 94 times?
But now the Fannie Willis case, you know, that one's dismissed.
Letitia James ran on, I don't know what he's done, but I'm going to throw his ass in prison.
She ran on mutually conflicting theories as to how she was going to prosecute an individual when she got into power. Because at first she said, well, domestic banks aren't lending money to Trump, so he must be involved in foreign money laundering. Well, then when they found out domestic banks were lending to Trump, they had to manufacture the falsification of his assets for the purposes of getting better loans, when that is exactly what
Fannie... And he paid him back early.
That is exactly what Letitia James did.
But you said it's the projection thing. She's a master mortgage fraud, real estate fraudster. So she knows that area. So she went after him for that.
Absolutely. She knows how to lie because she did it. So she knows what to accuse others of doing because she did it herself. And her charges are dismissed. They'll reinstate.
Because she's obviously has like an 80 IQ. She's close to retarded. But she's like, I know how to do fraud on mortgages and property. So exactly. It was the one little lane she knew. And she said Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is the biggest show we've ever run. It runs until Friday. Listen to this. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want free. So you can buy a supplement that's $20 and get one that's $40 for free. Did you hear that? That is insane. And there's a bunch of other specials running on top of it. We have an 80%+ reorder on these supplements. People love them so much. But I'm trying to get those of you out there that are on the fence, 99% of you, to go there and experience Irish sea moss. We got the strongest, best. Experience our turmeric. It's the best. The products are so good. Our ultramethylene blue, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss, our spike protein, pro cardiovascular, super formula, ultimate life force. Experience it all. This is game-changing. Also, site-wide, 25% off on all apparel. All these new incredible designs of T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, Christmas designs, you name it. It's all there. We will continue to fight. We'll never give up or back down or sell out, but we could give out without your support. So I want to salute those that have supported and humbly ask those that haven't. Are we not the tip of the spear? Are we not changing the world? I need your support. Plus, these are great products. This is a win-win. So get in here right now. We need your help. They have appointed a state receiver to shut us down. We've basically exhausted everything in court. The receiver from the state court says he's going to try to have an auction, but we don't know. It could be 2 weeks from now, a month from now, but they say we should be closed by early January. Okay? Well, here's the deal. We have the Alex Jones Backup Network. That's funded by thealexjonesstore.com. But also, thealexjonesstore.com is funding InfoWars. Because if they have a real auction and the good guys are able to buy it, if they actually do that, unlike what happened in federal court, we'll stay here. It'll be great. So this is like we're on death row here. Do we get the reprieve again? So that's the struggles. That's why supporting us now at this critical moment is more important than ever. Plus, the products are insanely good. Just do your Christmas shopping early with us. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything should become a VIP. It's not even a commitment. You cancel anytime for free. You get $30 to be a VIP each month. $40 instantly each month to spend the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Everybody should be a VIP. You just get special offers and special deals and $40 for $30. So you make $10 on your first purchase right there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Step right up and behold a creation so powerful, so potent, it could only come from my secret vitality factory. Shilajit gummies. Packed with ancient minerals and super-infused goodness, these little squares of power will boost your day faster than a fizzy lifting drink. Need that spark of pure imagination? Pop one of these into your mouth and feel the natural energy flow right through you. Visit thealexjonesstore.com.
We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I want listeners to listen to me very carefully, all right? I can come in here with red meat issues that are important, interesting, riveting all day and have higher ratings, okay? Even though we've got massive ones. I'm trying to get people to think sophisticatedly. And I was just saying during the break how blessed I am to be here and how thankful I am to you for keeping me on the air. And I mean that. I said, like, I'm a sheepdog. Sheepdogs are trained, bred for thousands of years to want to defend sheep and attack wolves. They don't get scared when they see a wolf. They get very excited and just literally piss themselves and charge down the mountain, try to attack. So I'm right where I want to be. Okay. I mean, wild horses can't drag me away. But man, I am so thankful to God. Because what Who do you know at 7, 8, 9, 10 years old starts getting encyclopedias, you know, off the shelf to read about, you know, World War II and World War I, and my parents would buy me any books I wanted, and I was reading PhD stuff by the time I was 10. And though I got a Texas accent, don't put on an affected British accent or something, I really know my stuff on this, okay? And I just can't believe that in the year 2025, I've been on there 31 years, and word for word what I'm saying is being picked up by the White House, thanks to you boosting it, and we've got a real running chance of stopping these people and launching a better future. But I only tell that story just of what I was having, like this weird, like surreal, maybe this is a simulation, but it's not. Biba Fry's real. You're real. God's real. And this is really happening. But I want you to know is all the studies show, all the TV, all the culture, all the fiction, people subconsciously have trouble differentiating fiction from reality. Like when you see movies with murders and killing and death in it, the studies show most people get desensitized to real death. So when you drive by and see somebody really get decapitated in a car wreck, it's like, oh, I saw that in the movie. Though my dad's dad was a B-17 pilot, three rounds over Italy and Germany on North Africa, and then a lot of Italy up for over Germany. And he was a tough guy, but he'd go to a movie with my dad and his brother, and if he saw any type of violence or anything, he'd say, we're leaving. And it wasn't because he couldn't handle it. It was making light of this is sick. The point is that people need to differentiate. Like, this broadcast is not a Netflix show, folks. This is just some, oh, this is crazy stuff. Oh, it's scary sounding. This is damn real. They just killed 30 million of us with poison shots. These people ain't playing games. And I'm a real person. I'm under attack. All my guests are basically under attack. Okay? This is not a game. This is not a simulation. You ain't LARPing tuned in here. And I know most of you get that, but I want people to drill it into your noggins that Hakeem Jeffries and all the Democrats, will play a clip and then go back to our guest, have said, military, you don't follow these illegal orders that are coming up. He got the script. It wasn't part of the production. Didn't make it. Because what Trump's going to do is illegal, and we're going to put you all in prison if you follow his orders. So now they've gone past the part of, oh, just don't follow the order, to if you follow the order we say is illegal, you're going to prison. Well, what are you planning? Well, what are the elements of the CIA that you can say are good? The point is they're telling the truth this time. Because I know, because I said it before they did. They're saying, no, they're getting ready to do a big event to discredit Trump. They're not calling a false flag. That's what it is. That's the next move, folks. It's in the Podesta plan. So here's Ruben Galeo. Promises legal retribution over military's investigation into Mark Kelly. So here he is threatening action legal. Trump just says, if you try to be seditious, you can be charged. He's saying, no, if you investigate us, you will be charged. So they're doing what they claim Trump has not done. And the point is, as Viva Fry said, there's the compendium and all the documents and hearings and admissions that they're doing these coups and overthrows. And I got John Brennan on C-SPAN in 2018 saying he'll be gone within 2 months. And they go, you mean impeachment? He goes, no, the other way. Then Phil Mudd goes on CNN and says the CIA is going to kill this guy. Now, they were unable to do it. They tried in Butler and last year. The point is, they're the ones that brought us here, folks. And we're supposed to just sit back with kid gloves and not take this for what it is. They're the ones that did this. And that's the talk the president needs to have with everybody and not let them take another shot at him and us, everybody else. Here's the clip. We'll go back to Viva Fry. Go ahead.
Into Senator Kelly. What is your level of trust in the U.S. military justice system if it were to get that far to handle this?
I trust them actually a lot, and for a couple reasons. Number one, these are professionals. They are also swearing to the Constitution of the United States. They know that there will be fallout and consequences if they are used in a hard way to basically railroad someone like Senator Kelly, because Donald Trump's going to be gone a couple years. And if you're part of the military that is going after sitting senators, sitting members of Congress, and part of, you know, the weaponization of government, there will be consequences, without a doubt. So, I think there's going to be a lot of officers that are going to be part of this, potential tribunal, if they want to call that. They're going to be looking over their shoulders because they know that Donald Trump will be gone and they will not have that protection. They're going to have to do the safest thing possible, which is follow the Constitution of the United States and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's a lie. So they tee up the coup. Trump says you get in trouble for that. And now they then threaten the other military that will follow the legal order. I mean, this is completely scripted. Biba Fry, what do you make of this?
I love the people who want to take away your guns talking about following the Constitution. I love the people who say no one is above the law talking about how you literally will be prosecuted if you investigate Mark Kelly for a potentially seditious statement that I think many would agree was in its essence seditious. So again, they're telling you what they're going to do. They are going to desecrate the Constitution. They're going to weaponize every aspect of the government to go after their political rivals. And what they're basically saying is, investigate the wrong people and we'll come after you. And Trump won't be there in 2 or 3 years. That statement in and of itself is problematic to me, because not that Trump would run again, but I do think that J.D. Vance would win and will win in 2028 if the Republicans get their act together. But what they're basically saying is, one way or another, by hook or by crook, we're going to come back into power and we're going to punish everybody who we believe was a turncoat who actually applied the law to the people who, under this administration, deserved it. Remember, everything.
No, you're totally right. Before I interrupt you, I was going to say this. Did you get the other part where he says, so do the safe thing? Literally, don't make me break your legs. Do what we say. So do the safe thing. Be the safe. Stand down while we try to run another coup and gear up a false flag that's obviously they got intel on. It's been leaked. I don't just think that. I'm going to stop right there. I'm just going to stop. They've discovered it. They got the NSA intercepts. I'll just stop there. They're very close. This is really bad. The point is that they're literally trying to affect the battle space and say, hey, you better join us or you better just step aside and don't be involved in this war and just sit on the sideline with your thumb up your ass. He literally, that's what you do before you start a war. Viva, go ahead, sorry.
It's not a thinly veiled threat. It's a threat, period. We will come after you if you do things that we don't like now, if and when we get the levers of power. And you've seen what we are prepared to do to get the levers of power. We're prepared to spy on you. We're prepared to falsify evidence. We're prepared to manufacture what is nothing other than a political insurrection. We have no problem trying to impeach you, not once but twice. And had we had the power of the Senate, you would have been convicted and outed from office forever. We're prepared to bankrupt you. We're prepared to weaponize the law. We're prepared to literally change the law so that we can facilitate claims against you, so that we can then try to bankrupt you. And at the end of the day, we're also prepared to kill you by, you know, leaving the Pac-Man perimeter of the Butler, Pennsylvania rally, because, you know, you got to have Secret Service for what's her face, Kamala Harris and Jill Biden for whatever event they were having. And we've got to, you know, lose a person of interest in a crowd and then somehow let Trump still take the stage when that, we're prepared to kill you. And now that we somehow didn't succeed despite all of that, here's your advance warning. We play dirty. We'll be back in power. And if we think you were a traitor when we're back in power, we're going to come after you.
And by the way, Schumer, Jeffries, they're all saying the same thing. And their miscalculation is, well, we now know that Kash Patel's deputy, and when I say deputy, I don't mean Dan Mangino, they list his name. He comes to them and says, oh, you're investigating all these things. You're looking into our activities. We'll play hardball. We'll just investigate you guys for indictment. Did they think somebody that's a totally straight-laced like Massey would roll over? Like, I guess they've been around criminals so long where they all intimidate each other. Don't they understand, like, you start messing with normal people, you find out why we're normal, because we're smart and aren't evil like you, but when we take the gloves off, we're way more dangerous than you. I mean, I would never, even though I was corrupt, I guess I'm smart, I got war gaming, I wouldn't go around, like, threatening people if you don't roll over. And so they just think, it's just totally insane.
There are overt problems. And again, this is not criticism for the sake of criticism. This is criticism because there are some existential weaknesses in the Trump administration that need to be resolved sooner than later. You talk about the COVID shot and however many people had killed it. It sure as hell had its problems. Are we ever going to get justice on that? No, because there are problems with certain picks that are proving to be impediments to pursuing justice for that shot against, Pfizer, where Bondi was counsel in 2021. Pfizer, you know, one of the corporate entities that has paid the biggest criminal and civil penalties to settle criminal investigations. You know, we're not going to have a meaningful justice there. We need to clean house, and they need to go out and, A, not become the monsters that they're trying to defeat by going after people who they no longer perceive to be allies, but coalescing with Thomas Massie, despite whatever disagreements they have, coalescing with Marjorie Taylor Greene and not fracturing the party into a divided...
And by the way, polls show that's what the public wants. So it's not just the right thing, it's the smart thing. And of course, you quote Nietzsche, you know, you don't want to become the monsters you fight, or don't stare in the abyss too long, at least you become the abyss.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is where it's not criticism for the sake of criticism. It's not criticism for the sake of attention seeking. This is a criticism because the improvements need to be made to preserve this constitutional republic, period. And when you have these divisions and when you have people thinking that you're going to win over the devil by playing nice, by dancing with them, well, you know, there's one thing. Don't stare into the abyss for too long because it stares back. But when you dance with the devil dances back with you as well. And so there's been a lot of unnecessary infighting, a lot of unnecessary inaction, and there has not been the requisite meaningful action to go after the people who undermined
the
democracy.
Trump took another swipe today at MTG. Just give it a break. I know her well. She's not running for president. She's out. She had $20 million in the bank. People are saying, oh, she retired to get her pension. It's nothing. She spent all her money fighting and flying around. She's done. You know, she's great. And just everybody picking on her, like, oh, I show how loyal I am by attacking her. Grow up.
Loyalty is not yes-manning someone into early defeat. Loyalty is actually telling someone when they're making a mistake and putting your hand on their shoulder and saying, don't walk towards that cliff.
That's because real loyalty. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And now, you know, I'm not loyal to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not loyal to Trump. From a purely political perspective, it was a losing battle to fight over the Epstein files. It was a losing battle to go after Thomas Massie. It was a losing battle to go after Marjorie Taylor Greene. Because congrats, even if you crush her and you defeat her, and all right, Marjorie, what did you learn? Now you've lost whatever coalition, whatever support you had from two of the most populist members of government. So it was a losing battle. The whole distraction over COVID, over Epstein, was a losing battle. The statements coming out and saying I got the booster shot. I mean, okay, that's not going to ring well for those who wanted some sort of justice on the COVID front. But the real bottom line in all of this is that you need to go after the people who tried to desecrate democracy at least three times now, and they lost the third time, but they succeeded back in 2020. And we don't see that right now. Okay, fine. So they went after the guy.
Let me phrase it the way you just did, but expand that. Trump is the only person who gives the oath, as I said last hour with Flynn, to protect, preserve, and defend. He doesn't, if Trump doesn't come after these people and crack the whip and put in whoever he needs to do it, it's on him. He's now, and I'm serious. And I've said, if Trump doesn't go this direction, at some point I won't sit back while he commits political suicide. I'll say, I pray for him, I hope he's successful, but I'm done. And I'm not there yet. I said last weekend, and I said, I'm 2 inches. They actually persecute Ed Martin, that will be a game. I'm not doing that. You hire him to go be a attack dog. He has the evidence. You do this. And by the way, then Martin took the high road. Oh, it's not really accurate. Yeah, it was. They talked to the people that the grand jury, the journalists that broke it, who they tried to say were being feds when they weren't, which they weren't. They tried to nail Martin. They leaked it. Blanche backed off. Trump got mad. Martin knows the investigation is over now because Trump killed it. So people are like, oh, Jones, you jumped the gun. You attacked Todd Blanche. I talked to all the people behind the scenes. I can't tell you. Stop sitting there when I'm not mad at you, but stop sitting there when I've been proven thousands of times I tell you stuff before it happens. I don't make stuff up. I know behind the scenes I can't tell you, okay? So, yeah, they are gunning for Ed Martin and Pulte. It's bad, okay? And then he takes the high road. And he didn't even tell me that because Blanche is on his ass. I got from other people. And they go, oh, Jones, well, which is it? You know, I'm sorry. It just gives me a headache.
Well, also, you know, you mentioned Todd Blanche and you mentioned unforced errors and you mentioned criticism where criticism is warranted. When they came up with that unsigned memo that says everyone's behind the official Epstein reversal 180 of the narrative and we're so behind it, nobody signs off on this memo that gets leaked to Axios. If you were conspiratorial, Alex, you might think that there are people in the administration trying to sabotage the Trump administration.
Oh, really?
Trying to dis- trying to discredit two of the most
prominent
members.
Are you saying a salmon swim?
I mean, you might think it was so badly bungled, it couldn't have been by accident. And what other way could you have had to, I would say not emasculate is not the right word, but to render inept two of the most promising members of the FBI, then to basically throw them under the bus and say, everyone signed off on this memo, despite the fact that...
Well, that's what Kyle Serafin said when it all broke, and he's been proven right. Exactly. Those guys are just in over their heads. I would be in over my head. Here's another thing. General Flynn put out a tweet yesterday on X saying, there is no 5D chess, folks. We're coming to save ourselves. All this magical thinking, it's not true. So I will give Bongino and Patel a lot of passes and others because I know how complex things are. All I do is study this, and I can't figure out a lot of it. And I know compared to, exactly.
Well, and now to treat the FBI like just a standard crime-fighting organization, they're doing great work on that front as a standard, criminal investigation. They're, having some progress on the fentanyl crisis. We'll see when that pans out to actually less people dying from fentanyl overdose, human trafficking, etc. But the bottom line is the FBI has become a politicized institution and it needs to be cleaned up. And that hasn't yet happened. The only question is whose desk does that fall on? I ultimately think Kash Patel is the director, but they're working under the umbrella of the DOJ and it's Pam Bondi who has been... inept on a number of big issues. And one of them, the biggest number one, is the January 6th. You realize, January 6th is not a hypothetical. It was a Fedsurrection that warranted Trump pardoning 1,300 people who were persecuted and had their lives destroyed by a weaponized federal institution, FBI, whatever. It warranted pardons. And what justice, what progress have we seen on prosecuting the people who were behind that persecution? Well, we haven't seen any meaningful progress on it. And we're what, a month and a half? I mean, maybe not even that, 6 weeks. Yeah, a month and a half out of the statute of limitations lapsing on much of the prosecutions from January 6th. So we have not had the cleaning of the house. And it's fine and well, and they deserve credit where credit is due, solving crimes and getting drugs off the street, getting children out of trafficking, etc. But the FBI needed to be purged the way RFK Jr. purged HHS, the way Harmeet Dhillon purged her division. It needed to be purged, and it hasn't at all. And the same bad players that were in there that were responsible for a number of the biggest existential democratic crises of American history are still there. And the one guy that got his two-charge indictment is now feeling vindicated, if only for the time being. And we'll see them, but they're going to argue statute of limitations in the Comey dismissal, even though they have a certain time frame, from what I understand. My understanding is that there is a window within which they can amend the complaint, and the statute of limitations has been told. They're going to argue that the statute of limitations has been lapsed, and they might get a judicial activist judge on the bench who's going to say, yeah, take it up at the Court of Appeal. And by the time that gets around to being adjudicated, who's in power?
It's the establishment protecting itself. Well, put up the MTG tweet. I love Mike Cernovich. I love her, too. I talked to her a lot, and I came on, last Tuesday. We never got the clip, but the first hour I said, I believe she's going to resign. She didn't tell me that, but I said, I think she resigns the next few weeks. She did resign 4 days later or 3 days later. And so people are telling her, hey, you can't quit. You got to stay there. Most men don't fight as hard as her, folks. So it's easy to sit back and look at somebody who's like they're an icon or a... an avatar or like an emoji. This is a real person that spent most of her fortune. She made herself in construction, self-made, on this. And she's just like, listen, when the revolution's ready, I'll be back. But right now, I'm tapping out. And then so I see people attacking her, not just siding with Trump, which has been dumb to even have them fighting each other, but siding with her saying, hey, lazy ass, come back. You've not been in the arena when she was the number one enemy after Trump because she supported him. They tried to break her. It didn't work. So I just, it's just the optics, all of it, listen, I told all you folks when you wanted to choose Trump over Elon, I said, it's neither or. Doge is great. Elon is popular. We have the establishment trying to run him out, which has now come out from members of Congress. This was a bad move. It hurt the movement. It hurt Trump. Trump now understands it, but it's too little too late. Just like I told you 7-8 months ago. Crucifying MTG, beating up women that have been champions is not good. It's not who we are. Those of you that want to keep doing it, go put your wife in a burqa for all I care. Sorry, go ahead.
No, No, everybody loves to lecture other people on how they should sacrifice their lives while they have the comforts of not sacrificing their life the way Marjorie Taylor Greene did. The wealth issue, I think people are mistaken in that. I think, from my understanding, is that her accrued wealth came from her father dying and her inheriting shares and not from Nancy Pelosi-type investment. If I'm wrong on that, so be it, but I don't think I am. Everyone is very quick to tell everybody else how they have to sacrifice their time, their life, where they have to stay, who they have to pay their taxes to. I get it as well. Viva, so you should have stayed in Canada and fought for Canada. First of all, I ran for government as well in Canada. I lost, but you know that's what you get for running in a liberal riding. But the idea that you could somehow stay there and finance your oppressors, finance your brutalizers.
I mean, let's just say it. For now, Canada's fallen. It's smart to hit the escape pod.
Well, I mean, I'll be a more effective, a more vocal person from where I'm, you know, I'm not going to.
Hey, the Democrats get back in. I got to leave the country. I'll be more American than ever. But I'm going to get outside the new Soviet Union to broadcast in like Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Well, sometimes the best tactic is a strategic retreat to where you can fight harder from. Stay up in Canada, finance your oppressors and have them stifle your voice and then lock you up for a mean tweet. But when it comes to Marjorie Taylor Greene, I like both Cernovich and Marjorie Taylor, and I can appreciate what Cernovich is saying. When Marjorie says, what am I supposed to do, sit here and get assassinated while I get called a traitor by the man that I spent 8 years defending? And by the way, this is not a cheap shot at Trump at all. I would love nothing more than to see Trump say, I'm sorry, sometimes I tweet quickly or post quickly. It was bombastic. I apologize, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's coalesce. I apologize, Tom Matthews.
Steady double down. Well, I even told her, I said, give it time, leave it out, you know, let this. And Laura Loomer goes, you're not being threatened. Oh, my God, it's on record. You know, I
didn't hear that. But anybody telling you that you haven't been threatened is laughable. I mean, so it's not even funny, so it's not laughable. But, you know, I would love to see Trump apologize to the people who I think deserve it. And that would stimulate or coalesce an amount of goodwill that you'd never seen before. The only problem is in today's day of politics, nobody wants to apologize because everybody's afraid that the apology is going to be weaponized.
By the way, we love Trump not apologizing to Democrats. He doesn't apologize. But we want that from him. I do it all the time when I'm wrong. People love it. That's what they do. Let's do five more minutes. I got a few more questions. We have huge election fraud news, exclusive breaking information that, believe me, is going to be totally insane with Emerald Robinson. So huge stuff. About five more minutes, Viva?
Yeah, that's good with me.
All right. I got to do 1 minute an hour or we won't be here. You want to know who finances me? It ain't Qatar, it ain't the Israelis, it ain't the Chinese, the Easter Bunnies, or the New World Order. It's you. And I just have the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives. Those are sold out right now. We're trying to get more in. And we have the best supplements. And we have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own. So they shut down InfoWars. They can't shut that down. That funds the Alex Jones Network that they own. That's the escape pod. That's the mothership. That's the new fleet. So go there now if you support this game-changing information and get the ultimate products. I mean, the best, ultimate CMOS, ultimate turmeric, all the great products that are there, the very best methylene blue. It's all there, and you can buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. This is the first time we've done that. Even though the product costs more, it's still free. The sale ends Friday. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the week and a half before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of methylene blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit TheAlexJonesStore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the InfoWar. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app. Your desktop or phone, you get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.